dangerous strain of cholera has made it to the North American mainland, having leaped over oceans and seas. This Asian strain of the disease turned up in Haiti 3 years ago and now has made it to Mexico. Once it reaches places with poor water and sanitation, cholera is extremely hard to stamp out. NPR's Richard Knox reports on implications for the rest of the hemisphere.
Mexican health officials first picked up on the cholera outbreak on September 9th through routine surveillance of hospital cases of severe diarrhea. Since then, there have been 171 reported cases in Mexico City and states to the north and east. One person has died. There's no real doubt the cholera germ came from Haiti, the Dominican Republic, or Cuba. Genetic tests show the Mexican bug is 95% similar to the strain circulating in those countries. Dr. John Andrus of the Pan American Health Organization says it was inevitable that cholera would spread beyond the Caribbean.
It was always a major concern that it would be exported to other countries, as has recently happened in Mexico.
In the last 3 years, this cholera strain has sickened 715,000 people and killed nearly 9,000. Andrus fully expects it will spread further.
We are advocating throughout the region for countries to be on their guard.
Already, he says vacationers in Cuba, who probably got cholera from contaminated food, have exported the disease to Chile, Venezuela, Italy, Germany, and Holland. So far, those cases haven't touched off outbreaks, but it can easily happen if an imported case contaminates water or food in an area with poor sanitation.
And you have those situations throughout Latin America, the region of the greatest disparities.
The last time the Americas saw a major cholera epidemic was 22 years ago. It was allegedly brought by a ship that discharged its bilge water in Peru. Then it spread all the way up the continent, sickening more than 1 million people and killing 10,000 until it hit the U.S.-Mexico border. There it was stopped by modern water and sewage treatment facilities in the United States. Andrus is very worried this latest epidemic will have a similar impact.
It's really, for us, a defining moment. To what extent are we concerned about spread? Well, it's a regional threat to health and now a global threat.
It took Mexico more than 10 years to bring its last cholera epidemic under control. This time, sanitary conditions are better, but Andrus says it won't be easy to stamp out. Many in public health hope the current cholera outbreak will stimulate major efforts to bring clean water and sanitation to the hemisphere's poorest communities. Dr. Edward Ryan is an infectious disease specialist at Massachusetts General Hospital.
Cholera is one of those infections that catches attention the way that only a few infections do. Plague, Ebola, pandemic influenza, cholera. And it's one of those ones that everyone sort of sits up straight for. It is one of the ones that tests the system.
But Brian Concannon points out that the UN has raised only 10% of the $2.4 billion it says it needs to rid Haiti and the Dominican Republic of cholera.
Right now, 10% is probably not enough even to get started. And so the UN needs to feel some serious pressure to do a more serious job of raising the money.
Concannon is with the Institute for Justice and Democracy in Haiti. Earlier this month, it filed suit against the UN, which is widely believed to have introduced cholera into Haiti through infected peacekeeping troops from Nepal. Richard Knox, NPR News.